Our final article this month is about the cult American rock group Nirvana and their enigmatic singer, Kurt Cobain.
Grunge style. Michael Jackson, Prince, Madonna, these were the artists who dominated the music scene in 1987 when singer Kurt Cobain and bassist Chris Novoselic formed Nirvana in a town 160 kilometers from Seattle. Their influences were very different. Punk and heavy metal, which were being combined in a burgeoning local rock scene that became known as grunge. Like other grunge bands, Nirvana rejected the business-oriented cynicism of the music industry. They were anti-fashion, dressing like working men in checked shirts and faded jeans. But above all, they wanted to keep it real, to be authentic and express the anxieties of their generation.
The tortured artist. Nirvana's problems started with their second album, Nevermind, 1991, whose nihilistic first song, Smells Like Teen Spirit, was adopted as the anthem of a generation. More sophisticated than most grunge albums, Nevermind's huge sales propulsed the shy Cobain into becoming a reluctant icon, the voice of the 90s, with his larynx-ripping voice and raw emotion. He felt corrupted by success. The clothes they wore as an anti-fashion stance were now very fashionable, and he feared that many of their new fans were exactly the kind of people he hated, macho, homophobic, or racist. Nirvana tried to turn the clock back by making a deliberately uncommercial third album, In Utero, but it was too late.
Kurt's suicide. Traumatized by his parents' divorce when he was 8 years old and his solitary teenage years, Cobain's neuroses were exacerbated by fame and he became more and more depressed. A stormy marriage to singer Courtney Love failed to calm his growing distress. He developed mysterious stomach pains and began taking heroin. After going missing for several days, he was found dead at his house in Seattle in April 1994. He had shot himself in the head, becoming another member of the 27 Club of musicians who also died aged 27. A note he left read, "It's better to burn out than to fade away."
Posthumous success. Cobain's death brought an end to Nirvana when the group was at its height, but this didn't stop their record company from capitalizing on the band's triumph by releasing an album of Nirvana's last live performance on MTV Unplugged. It is now the world's best-selling posthumous album. The two other band members pursued their own paths. Dave Grohl, Nirvana's drummer since 1990, started the Foo Fighters, while Novoselic turned to political activism after his two later bands failed. Nirvana will never be forgotten, however, because no one since Nirvana has been able to capture the conviction or intensity of Kurt Cobain in full howling rage. And they never will.